Matthew Green joins us every fortnight to talk about what are his suggestions on what we can watch this weekend. How's it again, Matt? Hope you've been well.
Hi there. Yes, I have. And you?
Very good. Matt, I have a problem, and hopefully you can help. Some of your suggestions I just simply can't find. I have a Disney Plus account. I've been looking for Abbott Elementary for a while now. It's indicated it's available on Disney Plus. I just can't for the life of me find it on that platform.
I'll have to. I mean, I received a press release from them saying that it was there, so I'll have to double check with them. But it should be on Disney Plus.
But it's really a show that has gotten rave reviews. A couple of wins at the recent Emmy Awards. Tell us, inform us, what's Abbott Elementary about?
So basically, Abbott Elementary follows the type of format that you would have seen in The Office and Parks and Recreation, where it's an American mockumentary sitcom, where it's about a poorly funded, predominantly black school in Philadelphia. And it's about the teachers and, I guess, their plight as they, you know, kind of struggle to educate children, you know, live their lives. But it's very funny. It's very likable. And a good comment that I read about it is that you can clearly tell that the creators of the show have actually been through a school system that has been underfunded, et cetera. So, like, the storylines feel real. Even though it's a sitcom, they feel like they're based in realism rather than some out-of-touch, you know, person just trying to write a comedy.
Breaking the fourth wall has now sort of become quite vogue with TV
series.
Yes,
it's very, very on-trend.
I'm thinking of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Parks and Recreation, The Office, and Abbott Elementary follows that same mockumentary style. Sometimes the characters break the fourth wall, stare directly at the camera, as in you, the audience, and there's some commentary in that.
Exactly. It's a great tactic to basically show the characters' emotions, or also kind of show the ridiculous of certain situations, because as it plays out, you know, there's kind of like a wink to the camera, as in like one of the characters might find a situation particularly ridiculous, which it is. And then you kind of, they're knowing in that way.
If you're a fan, or if you have been a fan of, it was a hit show when I was much younger, Everybody Hates Chris, starring Tyler James Williams. Tyler James Williams, an absolutely fantastic actor. I was wondering how he was going to break that mold of being typecast as the kid from Everybody Hates Chris, but he holds his own in Abbott Elementary.
He really does, and he does a great job of playing the straight man, where kind of like all of these ridiculous things are happening around him, and he's almost like kind of taken off guard by the things that are happening, like a fish out of water kind of thing, and he does it really well.
Another suggestion, and gosh, I got through about 20 minutes. I was silly enough to watch it during the day, and my kids were around, and I had to turn it off because it was actually a little bit dark. I'm a very, very big fan of Idris Elba and, of course, the Luther series. But the Luther series, now live-action feature-length movie available on Netflix. Luther, the Fallen Son. I enjoyed particularly the first 20 minutes, but I had to turn it off because I had my kids around me. It's a particularly dark movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not something I would expect one to watch with children. So I think it's a good move to have switched it off. I mean, it's basically the star-making turn for Idris Elba. It's the role that kind of brought him into the spotlight, showed his acting prowess, and it's actually quite nice that he's kind of gone back to his roots and he hasn't forgotten where he came from. This time he was also a producer on the film, so it's kind of like nice that he's helping the story continue and still has time. What makes Luther different, I mean, apart from him being sort of like an anti-hero, it's kind of like a darker psychological crime thriller, is that it takes the inverted detective format, where typically you find out who committed the crime at the beginning of the episode, and then instead of Luther trying to find out who did it, well, I mean, he's trying to find out who did it and how they did it, but we as an audience know. And then we follow him as he kind of like tries to catch them, which kind of is a nice twist.
Some of the reviews and some of the response to Luther Fallen Son is like, this is Idris Elba announcing he is the next James Bond. And I'm like, no, Idris Elba is John Luther. And I appreciate, and I think it would actually dilute a little bit of my appreciation for Idris Elba if from this people say, oh, you play this character quite well. You are the next James Bond. I'm like, no. Idris Elba is John Luther.
I think people are just playing out their fantasies of wanting him to be James Bond. I mean, maybe he would be a great James Bond. I mean, I'm sure he would because he's a great actor. But, you know, do we need him to be James Bond? No, we've got Luther.
Well, he's two people. He's John Luther, is also Stringer Bell from The Wire. That are the only two characters that Idris Elba is to me. And I, of course, don't want him to be the next Bond. And then finally, The English on Showmax. What's that about?
It's basically, it's a revisionist Western about an English woman in 1890 who's looking for revenge on the man she sees as responsible for the death of her son. And on her journey to get revenge, she meets up with an ex-cavalry scout. And it's basically their story as they kind of wander through the West, encountering different people. But what makes this so interesting is, apart from just the quality of the production, I mean, the cinematography is excellent, the costumes are excellent, you're kind of like, it really gets you into the world, but it kind of goes against the Western movie tradition where there's a clear-cut line between good and bad, whereas now it's a lot less simplistic, and there's more depth to the characters, and both villains, you know, both the heroes and the villains are much more complicated than in past Westerns.
Give us your pick for the weekend. Abbott Elementary on Disney Plus, Luther the Fallen Son on Netflix, and The English on Showmax. You could choose one film or series to get you through the weekend. What would it be?
Based on the depressing state of the country, I'd go with Abbott Elementary. It's a ray of sunshine that will just brighten your life.
You need that sunshine. Matthew Green, really appreciate your time. We'll chat to you again soon.